Welcome everybody to the Strength and Skills Podcast, the best podcast in the world. This is your host, Nick Tibuzek, and with me today is Rado Bosic.
Hi, everyone.
Today's episode is the 2020 recap episode. And yeah, today we're going to talk about what happened during this year, this COVID year. from my point of view, I think this was kind of a year where you saw who really wants it and who kind of wants it. It's sometimes a little bit harsh to say that, but it is like that, because you definitely saw who was able to organize himself to train during all these lockdown times. And that was actually something very interesting to see for me, because when the year started, everybody was like hyped and getting into 2020. Let's do this. Let's do some in Germany and Austria and all these German speaking countries. We had like planned regionals for finals in weighted calisthenics, and everybody was really hyped for it. And people were like, yeah, let's do this. We're going to do the regionals. And everybody was really into it. And then came the first lockdown and everything just crashed.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It really showed, just as you said, who really wants it. And the people who really want it have invested in home gyms. And it's all about setting priorities. So, and the same people who invested in it showed really good results at the competition when it happened.
Absolutely. That was really, really great to see. I mean, we had a lot of people, especially in our own coaching, bubble coaching, who just invested into their own home gyms, and the results they showed off in the only competition of the year, the final rep thing, that was on the 17th of October, where these guys just smashed the PRs and the numbers, and it was really an amazing competition. But I think 2020 was also some kind of year where a lot of people reflected very hard on themselves. That was pretty interesting, because when the year started off, everybody was so hyped, and the lockdown came and everything was crashed. And it seemed to me that a lot of people were like very down, very, oh man, life is over. I don't know what to do. We will never have the same again and all that stuff. But actually, just from my point of view, nothing really changed, because I was still able to train. I ate. I trained, I worked. That's what I do.
Yeah, for me, it was exactly the same. I mean, when I look at it, it's with this home gym, it's almost as we had labor, like laboratory conditions, so that you basically do experiments with your clients and they come out of the laboratory stronger than before. So I like to view it in that way. But I think that it's pretty normal that the situation affected all of us. It's probably because we had much more time to spare.
Yeah.
And because of that extra time, we had extra time to think. And yeah, that brought a lot of people to doubt, do they really want to do what they did before?
Yeah.
What is it exactly that I want? So I honestly had the same situations where I was down, but just reassuring myself and going through my thoughts and reflecting on my thoughts really helped to get kind of back in track. So
I think that was one of the most important ones this year, to actually do this reflection of your own life and where you want to go, where you're at, what do you think, where should you be, and all that stuff. Because I think most of the time we just don't take the time for ourselves to do so. And looking at it from a kind of a sporty side of it, you really saw who is really into this because he wants it for himself and who's doing this for the show off. And I don't want to do this. Is no offense to anyone. This is just if you go into competitions to show off, you don't stay there very long, and that usually hurts. Yeah, because most of the time, when you want something really bad, you bring in the effort. You really bring it in, and this situation gave a lot of people the chance to quit something they don't really wanted. And that's nothing bad from my opinion. I think that's a very good thing, because from my point of view, it's very, very good when people realize what they really want and especially also what they don't want.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with trying out something, seeing that it doesn't work, and switching to something else and seeing if that works for you, just finding what really suits you.
Absolutely. You know, at least you try.
So
now you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing right here. And 2020 was really a year where we learned that in a kind of hard way. But on the other side, everybody is so much about, oh, this year was such a shitty year. Actually, when I look back into this year, this one was one of the most amazing years of my life. I gotta say that honestly, because when I look into that year, it was a tough year. It was, I mean, everybody who listens to this podcast probably knows I'm coaching, and Rado is too. And it was from the view of the business side was pretty tough ones this year. But on the other side, we have loads of clients who stick with us and who showed how bad they want this. And that was something that was amazing to see how many people really wanted it, really stayed in it and did anything to reach their goals. And that was something I saw all over the world with people who went completely creative with stuff. How many amazing, crazy home gyms have we seen during this year? That was great. That was so amazing. How can you get that creative? I mean, fuck, Rado, when I look at that screen, you have stalled a bus right behind you in your room. What the fuck?
Yeah, what's awesome with them is that there's an attachable pull-up bar and you can move it up and down, so change height. So I'm still able to do muscle-ups even though I have a low ceiling. With bent knees, but it's still doable. So again, that's awesome. It's really good to see how people have gotten creative and just got to the maximum out of their situation. Even if they don't have the perfect setup, they still found a way to do the movements, do the exercises, no matter how. So that's really good.
And what I really liked is it also showed us very clearly for the kind of sport that we are doing, we don't need that much. We definitely don't need that much. If we have some rings, a bar, a barbell, and some weights, maybe a squat stance, that would be good. We're good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you have everything you need to train and to get strong in your single room. I mean, there's your desk with your computer on it. There's your bed. There's all the training equipment, and that's it mostly.
Yeah,
you have it all. Fucking hell, that's an easy way.
That's it.
And the other side of it is a lot of people were like, yeah, but if I have to buy all the equipment, it costs me so much and it's so expensive. It's not. Actually, when you look for the right offers and you just get a little bit into this, for $1,000 you get everything you need. you don't even need $1,000.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a lifetime investment, you know, it stays with you and it's not like it will break in a year or something.
No.
It's for a really long time. So we have to look at the big picture. And I think that it's definitely worth investing.
100%.
And even if the gyms open, when they open, you still have this at your home and you can still train whenever you want. When you feel like you don't really want to go to the gym, you just say, you're right, I'll train at home. And it's still awesome.
100%.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it is everybody was like, yeah, when they do one lockdown, they don't do a second one. Then came the second one and we were well prepared.
I had a thought of selling everything, but then my dad wouldn't let me do that because he think that everything is much more worth it than selling it. And I also was thinking, all right, the second lockdown will come, so it's better to just keep everything here.
So but what did we learn about it? I think the first thing is we learned a lot about ourselves during this time. And the second thing is get yourself a home gym and be free. Nobody can knock you down from training. So another part of it, what I would definitely love to recap a little bit in here is, yes, we had only one competition and I think I didn't see any other weighted competition this year. I think there was only this one. If you want to watch it, you can find the live stream of 11 hours still on YouTube. And I think what was amazing to see was how these numbers went up, especially in the squats. That was crazy. That was crazy this year. 200 is a completely normal number if you want to be in the top three. And that was something, when we look back into like 4 years ago or something, you were like, you were godlike if you had a 120 kg squat. And everybody was like, oh, he's so strong. Wow. And now everybody does 200. It's completely normal. That is what we see right now is something I just love to see, that how this sport evolves right now. Because also when you want to be top three, you usually have to pull around 70 kg in the pull up or chin up or something. And you just have no chance to dip less than 110. And of course it is for those who want to start with this. This is, the numbers are so high. I don't want to do this because I'm not strong enough yet. Blah, 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 blah. For me, I love to see these numbers. And I definitely have to say it really motivates me to see these numbers because I want to stay in the top three, you know. I want to get as strong as possible, and as more people show me where I can go with my body, because it's, you know, it shows you what is the human body capable of. And when I see this helps me so much to visualize this in my mind that I can get there. That's such an important one. So for me, I see things, I view things like that from a completely different kind of view. It doesn't demotivate me, it motivates me. It helps me, pushes me.
It's also really entertaining to see the way the sport is developing because it's still really young. And from year to year, you see those numbers constantly rising. It's crazy how fast it is. And the more people get into it, we will probably see a bigger and bigger progression in those numbers because we have a bigger pool of people. And just as you said, we shouldn't view those numbers as something dooming and as something, I will never reach those levels. It's just for us to see what's possible and just use it as a drive to push ourselves even more. I do the same.
100%. Love that. Another thing that I learned in a very, very hard way this year mind is everything. That was crazy during this year, because of course we had also a lot of athletes who just dropped out, stopped training, waited, and didn't go to competitions and all that stuff. And there you saw a lot of people just giving up in their mind because the situation was so tough for everyone. And I think that was something very hard for everyone in the world, because most of, especially Western people, never had a lockdown. I think in Asia especially, they already had some lockdowns in during the last 15 years. And I think for us Western people, it was pretty hard because life goes so fast, and we never take time to rest and review our own lives and all that stuff. And now everything slowed down during this year, and everybody was thinking more about himself. And then doubts came in, and people were like, I don't like to call it weak-minded, but it was kind of like that, because people started doubting themselves. And it's I don't want to be rude or something right here. It was a little bit more like people were scared of themselves. That's what I saw. People were scared of their own mightiness, of how great they are. And people didn't really realize how strong they are, and kind of put themselves down, because a lot of people just can't handle that to be one of the great and strong, because they never have been in their life, or they never viewed themselves in that way. And that was something very interesting to see at that point, to have so many people just giving up, doubting themselves, and having such a hard time for themselves, even if nothing in their life really changed. I mean, we all have enough food, we still have a roof on top, you know. There was nothing that really changed your life. Of course, for a lot of people, financial situations switched a little bit and all that stuff, but nobody died because of the lockdown. Of course, we had some dead people because of COVID. You know, I don't want to pull that down, but I think a very, very important part right here is to remind everyone we still have an amazing life. We still do things. We still can go out into the nature and all that stuff. So there's nothing that really, in the end, it just the show off stuff switched. You can't go to some social events, okay. But in the end, for yourself, for your own life, nothing changed at all. And I think that was a pretty hard time for a lot of people to understand that. And recapping 2020, looking at that point, I see a lot of people having a hard time, but I also see a lot of people who went through these times and came out of it as a much, much stronger person. And so many people developed so hard during these times. And I did it myself. I think from a mental point of view, I have grown so much this year. And I would say that from this point of view, this was probably the year where I've grown the most in my whole life. I think I've grown more in this year than in my whole life, in the rest of my life altogether. And that's a very interesting thing to see. But it was only possible because I wanted to. And that was something I learned also very hard this year. People don't change if they don't want to. And that's completely offensive to some people, because a lot of times in the life of people, I saw people doubting themselves, having troubles with the situation, but they don't want to take the responsibility. And that was a hard part. If you don't want to take the responsibility for your life, nobody will. That's you. That's only you. That's the only thing. And you are responsible for making yourself a home gym. You are the one who making yourself comfortable with yourself. And you're the only one who can take the responsibility for things in your life. And that was something I really learned during this year. And that was something I definitely learned about others also in our coaching. I can't help you if you don't want to get the help. I can't do it because I can't go into the training session for you. You have to do it yourself. I can't help you on a mental way if you don't want to take the help. I can talk to you. I can ask you the right questions. I can help you there a lot. But you have to be willing to do so. And that's it. And that was something I learned so hard in 2020, that people have to take responsibility for their own life. It's not the lockdown that locked you down. It's you. How was your experience with that?
Actually, pretty similar. The observation I made, Hannah, was that all of us were coping with something novel, with something new that we hadn't experienced before. And it's really, I mean, it's natural to respond in a way that, you know, to respond with fear a little bit. Yeah. And just kind of go out of the normal situation, especially in your mind, in comparison to where you normally are. But that's okay for the start. If you stay in such a state for the whole time, then that's probably not a good situation. So I think a lot of people didn't have the experience and didn't know how to cope with the situation. And also a lot of us were anxious about what the future will bring because we don't really know what will happen. And this caused a lot of people to kind of go off track and just, yeah, go in directions they usually wouldn't go. But I think this probably has to do with people letting the situation influence them too much. Instead of just taking up the situation and realizing that they are the ones that control the situation, you know? It's up to you how you see something. And one thing can be both a blessing and a curse at the same time, just depending on how you view it. So if people just did the switch and try to see the situation as something that, yeah, it's just an opportunity to maybe develop in a whole other level, just as you did, then I think that a lot more people would go out of this much happier, much more confident, and just, yeah, comfortable with everything instead of being so unsatisfied and unhappy. So I think it's just the way you cope with the situation and not letting the situation affect you. Just on a whole level, also your personality and the mental state. Just realizing that you are in control of stuff and that the way you decide things, it will be that way, you know?
Yeah. So interesting. So interesting. How much would you say that this also influenced your own training?
I mean, other than just switching my training from the gym into the home gym, I think not so much. I actually think that I made more gains in a home setting compared to the home gym. Because, yeah, the conditions were almost perfect. The only thing that I kind of miss is the ritual of going to the gym. And also the social aspect of it, meeting people, seeing everyone. I missed that a lot. But other than that, I still was able to make a lot of progress, which is awesome. Yeah.
How did you experience your, you also had your troubles with the mental aspect, and you have grown there a lot. And what would you say, how much did this influence this mental growing? How much did this influence your training?
A lot. The issue is when the conditions are also perfect, it can go into the different direction. So when you have everything at home, everything is set up for you, it can be, a lot of times it can be tough to get up and do the work. And also when you combine that with a peaking phase, it isn't really a good formula for just motivating yourself to train. I had a lot of sessions where I didn't feel like it. I simply had to dedicate a lot of time to get myself up and to train. But the realization I made is just that you need to show up and just accept the situation of that day and try to make the most out of it. So all of this mental stuff that has developed because as a consequence of the lockdown definitely had a carryover to my training. And I also saw myself kind of go into those personal records and PR attempts with much more confidence and without much thoughts, without doubting myself and just smashing the PRs. And it had a direct carryover for sure.
I think that's the most important one right here. Especially for people who listen to this podcast are mostly into training and calisthenics and weighted calisthenics and all that stuff. And that was something I always talk about, how much the mind influences the performance. And to me, I saw this a lot this year, how much this can influence the performance when you have your mind in the right place. And that's why I asked you to tell about your experience with that, because when I tell it to people, they say, yeah, he's always saying that. But sometimes I need another voice. And that was something very, very good to me. Recapping 2020, when I look at all over it, I think a lot of people also realized how important the training is to stay healthy and to stay healthy in your mind. Because that was something I experienced. Sometimes I just had 2 or 3 days off. And when you are locked down in your flat, and you don't have too many social contacts and all that stuff, training was kind of helping me a lot to go through these times, especially because it was just, it helped me to get kind of the energy flowing. Can I say it that way? But it was like that. It gave me the drive to do more of the other stuff. And that was pretty interesting to see how much this really influenced me, because I never realized before. But when I then reviewed my past years, I was always in everything better in my life when my training was good. And that was something I learned also hard way, can I say it that way, during 2020. When my training is good, the rest in life falls in place. And that was pretty cool. And it's such an easy way to get things in place in life, because training is pretty controllable. You can definitely control it to make it a good session. Even if you have maybe a bad day and you're a little bit weak or something, it's you who makes it up. In the end, of course, you can be weak, but you can have fun. That's a big, big thing right there. Of course, you may not hit the weights or the things, the statics, the holds, whatever it is. You may have a day where this doesn't work the way you want it, but that doesn't mean you can't have fun. Because for me, every training session is fun. And I decide how I view it. Am I an ego-driven guy who really wants to hit PRs every session? Or am I enjoying my training and going through it and hitting PRs from time to time and still having a good plan, scheduled everything, and everything works out the way I want it, but my ride, my journey, my walk is such a better one. And that was so interesting to that I can control this so much. Voila. Thanks for nothing. That was my phone. Usually it's off, but this time it's not. All right. That was pretty interesting to see with training, how much I can influence my training, because that's something I really can control a lot. And how much this had a carryover into my normal life. That was amazing to see. I loved it. Really. How much I can actually influence my whole life through training. And that was something we always said so, but I never experienced it that way like we had it this year. And that was cool. So for me, that's another very good big point for 2020, why it was such a great year. We learned so much.
I had a similar thing happen to me. I just, it's kind of different because for me, I always try to get the most out of my training and to really control everything as much as possible. But that can turn around against you, and then you get yourself into a state where you're just almost paranoid about everything, and then the process isn't so fun and enjoyable anymore. It becomes really rigid and static and standardized, which doesn't really, it doesn't make it up. But I tried to do this year, and I got a lot of stuff from you. Just try to be aware of stuff and not controlled by it. And I did the same to training, to nutrition, to my sleep, and everything else in life. And that worked out really nice. So when I train and I dedicate time to it. But when I don't train, I try to make the time for, I don't know, my social aspects of life, my education, and everything else. So really having these distinct times of when I train and when I'm not trained really helped me go through it. And just when I don't train, don't think about training anymore. Don't try to control everything else. Just be aware of it. Really helped me just be in a good mental state with everything. Mm-hmm.
Very, very good point. The control factor is pretty, you have a lot of people who don't control anything when it's about their training, but you also have a lot of people who tend to control too much and get into this position of being a control freak. I have to measure everything I do. And once you get to the point where you understand that you have to be aware of things, not controlling everything, that's where the freedom lies. And it makes you so much better in every position in your life that you don't have to pressure yourself too much. That's a very important one. Ooh. 2020, what a crazy year. I think what was very important for 2020 was also another thing that we had the competition of Final Rep. When I look into that year, everybody was so down. Nobody had any goals and all that stuff. But once the competition was up and everybody knew, okay, we're going to have a competition. Also, it's very difficult to organize it. I mean, I was into that organizing of that, and it was tough, you know? And I think having this goal helped so many people. And that also showed me another thing that I learned in 2020. Goals are crucial. Having goals and having a vision, where you want to go, where you want to be, what you want to do, the day X, that's what we definitely need in life, you know? And it has driven so many people to go hard, to go through harsh times, and helped so many people to go through it. And I saw so many people breaking down because their goals, the competitions they wanted to go and all that stuff, the things they wanted to reach, and now the gym was taken from them, and and they can't really train and all that stuff. Everybody lost the goal. Everybody lost the vision. And I think a very, very important part this year was keep the goal, the goal. Stick to it. Even if the competition comes 1 year later, it's more time to prepare yourself. And that was something I told to so many of our clients. And I said to so many people, just because 1 year is maybe not so fully packed with competitions, it doesn't mean that you don't have any competitions anymore at any time, you know. And having one more year of preparation, I take it as a chance. Because I'm able to grow right now. And we are still in lockdown. And we don't know where this new year of 2021 will go. But once the competitions come, I will be ready. And so will you.
Yeah. That's it. Absolutely.
And I think that's a very, very important one right here. Keep the vision. Keep the goal. Stick to it. Even if the walk to go there is now a little bit longer, that's a chance. Because every time, you know, this was a present. This was the present of time that I don't know, the universe gave us at that point, you know. We just got more time to get stronger for the next competition. And that was amazing. Why should I be angry about that? I take that as a chance. I have time. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, the time is something that people just overlook. You know, it's almost as if they forget how important time is, especially for strength training. You know, you need time to get stronger. So this is a gift to you. Use it. Use it wisely. And use it just as another variable to just aid you in your training. Yeah.
And you know what's so interesting about that is that most people underestimate how long the really good people in the game are training. Most of them are training 10 plus years. Because once you get into this 10 years of training, that's when you get strong. Because usually during the first 3 years, you just do shit and you don't get really strong because you don't know, your ego is there. You don't want to have a coach because you want to sort it out all alone. And you think you know it all because you read some internet articles and all that stuff. You know, we all have been there. And the thing right there is once you realize how much you don't know, and that's usually comes at the time when you train for around about 5 years. When you realize that, then comes the gaining time, and the gaining time takes time. And it's usually after 10 years when you realize, okay, now I'm one of the stronger ones. I may not be world class, but I'm one of the stronger ones. And then comes real gaining time, because now this is such a habit for you after 10 years of your life. I mean, most people just can't stick to something for 10 years in their life. I mean, people can't even have a relationship for 10 years, you know? And that's the thing. Stick to something in your life that you have control over it completely. Training is something like that. You can control your training completely. There's nothing that can hold you back from that. Even injuries, you can train around it if you want it. And that's something that I realized hard this year. My goal is to get as strong as possible, and I have time to get there. I mean, time is always ticking. The clock is ticking all the time. But, you know, time is something we have to take our time. We have to go as fast as possible. Not in a stupid way, but we have to go as fast as possible. So the more intelligent, the smarter you do it, the better it goes. But on the other hand, when you get a year like 2020 as a present from the universe. Take it, use it, because it's a big, big chance. That's what I told everyone. Take it as a chance.
Something that's kind of connected to that, and I like to keep that notion always in my mind, is that we tend to overestimate what's possible in the short term, but underestimate what's possible in the long term.
100%.
With strength training, it's no different. You simply need that time to get stronger. You need the 10,000 hours to master the skill.
Mm-hmm.
And to get really good at something, it's all about repetition and practice. And people that are best at it, you know, they invested their time in it. They did all of their reps that led up all the way to that level. And it's the same with everyone. You know, somebody will probably take a bit longer, someone a bit shorter, but in the end, the same principle applies to everyone.
That's it. All right. Looking into 2021. I hope we get another present. That would be great.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking forward to some competitions. I would love to have some.
Mm.
I think we gained so much this year. Next year, it's time to unleash some stuff. And for me, one of the most important parts was I learned that much, and you learned that much, and Senior learned that much. I think during this year, we grew as coaches as much as we did during the last 4 years. And I said that the year before too, but 2020 was crazy. And that was something I'm very thankful for, because as coaches, we're so much better now, so much better. And that's amazing. I love to see that. You know, that's why people make so many gains right now, where you see these big jumps where everybody thought, oh, it's not possible. It is, if everything falls in place, and, you know, when you get all the aspects together. And I love to see that. And that's why I love to see 2021. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a very good year. Even if it starts with a lockdown. That's a present. Yeah. All right. Do you have any more to add?
Yeah, maybe something that's connected to the last thing you said with us developing as coaches. I think that this situation also asked from us to adapt to it. And because we had to adapt, we have developed a whole other toolbox we work with. So you had to adapt programming to a home gym setting. Also, Sonia had to develop her technique feedbacks to maybe setups that are completely different. For example, my muscle up with bent legs, you know. But it was just another opportunity for us to develop as coaches. And so that skill set in the upcoming year, which is amazing. When we assume that, yeah, the situation will be a bit easier. It'll be just easier for us too. So, yeah.
100%. Showed clearly the basics never change. The basics always win. And do the basics, and you will get strong. You don't need too many fancy exercises or super high class machines and all that stuff. You can do it in a very simple, brutal way to get strong and get more muscles and get all this stuff done. You don't need a lot. You really don't need a lot. And that's something. It was a very back to basics.
Yeah.
I love it. And I think that's a very good end for this. So your takeaway right here is get yourself a home gym. Like I said the whole year. Be aware of your mental growing and be ready to change, be willing to change, stick to the basics, and take things as a chance to grow and take all these things together and bring them into 2021 and make them your year. And if you need help with that, hit us up. Thought@coaching on Instagram, or you contact Rado. What's your Instagram? Rado _?
Boss, it's BOSIC.
Perfect. Or you can contact me, Nick_Tibu. None. We make things happen in 2021. Let's go. Smash that year.